From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Malone, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy. I'm joined today by Jeff Gray, the partner and executive vice president for Signature Consultants. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
When we interviewed you for our Invest Charlotte report, we spoke about the rapid growth of the gig economy. With the business world becoming much more accepting and familiar with remote environments, how do you see the gig economy transforming the traditional working model in the long-term future?
Yeah, well, it's a great question. I think everybody, to some extent, has felt like a gig worker since COVID began, as it approached us so abruptly last year in February. But I will tell you that as it relates to our business, we're in the staffing business. We put people to work, specifically in the IT and business professional realm. Our clients are still engaging us predominantly to manage the risk and the complexities out of the hiring. We haven't seen it really impact our business, but I will tell you, it's an important segment because, you know, you need a bunch of staffing firms, you need a bunch of sources onshore, offshore for resources to be able to find the talent these days with the demand. You know, is really back, you know, right now at pre-COVID levels. So I think it's an important source. I do think there are certain percentages of companies that shy away from it, but about 6 or 7% of our total revenue is directly connected to the gig worker and the gig economy. And we've seen that pretty much hold true for the past 4 or 5 years.
Wow. And how has your firm transformed your business model and operations in order to better position yourselves to capitalize on the rapid growth of the gig economy?
You mean after we realized we were going to survive COVID?
Yes.
Because being in the human capital staffing business, we didn't know it was going to happen.
Absolutely.
Last year in February, you know, the Q2 was very much a down quarter historically for our economy, but also for the staffing industry, down roughly 28 to 30% in terms of demand. But we had to reinvent ourselves pretty quickly, okay? And, you know, we're on virtual conference right now from a video. And I think one of the first and foremost things that we had to do was get used to working in Zoom land, okay? Microsoft Teams, Zoom, Skype, you name it. And that was really not the norm pre-COVID. It was kind of like an exception to get somebody on video. And now we've been doing it for a year. So I think how we communicate using video has been one of the first ways we've had to transform ourselves, but also get comfortable, number one. Number two, communication. And I will tell you that communication in our company, we've been around for 24 years, our communication could never be better than it is right now. And it's directly related to my first point about video communications and living in the Zoom world. And it has done wonders for us being able to move things at a pace that we were unable to do before because getting everybody in the same room was hard to do. So that's been a tremendous benefit. You know, I will also tell you that our business model is also face-to-face. And so when you think back to the bricks and mortar operations that we have with sales and recruiters in the office, they were meeting every single client face-to-face, meeting every single candidate face-to-face. And if you think about it, if you're an employer looking for a key resource, relying on a company now doing all of this virtually, verification of identity, verification of background, you know, looking at the soft skills, culture, et cetera, presentation skills, we've had to reinvent our whole onboarding process for our workforce. We have over 3,000 consultants billable every day across the country. We've had to kind of reinvent the way that we onboard and train our staff to service our customers. And you know, you wouldn't believe it, but we actually are in the shipping business of computer and electronics now to our consultants' homes because they're not going on site to our client site. So you know, those are a few key ways that we've had to transform our business. And, you know, it's been a challenge, but at the same time, very rewarding.
And how about on the flip side to this, how has 2020 forced you to transform the way that you provide staffing services to your clientele? You had mentioned before that the demand has only increased since Q2 of last year. How do you see the demand for your services moving forward in 2021?
Great two-part question. As I mentioned, demand was down about 30% in Q2. It steadily came back last year, Q3, Q4, to where we were kind of almost at pre-COVID levels by the end of the year. And the 21 start of the year has been way above expectations, even before the levels that we saw pre-COVID back in January, February of last year. So that has been phenomenal. As I mentioned, we also had to basically look at different ways to get to our customer. So we launched a specific event called Commune IT, which brings together our customers and our consultants and panels to talk about the challenges, not only in COVID, but with technology in general. And that has been incredibly successful. Again, living in the video virtual world of bringing all of our different constituents together. Our internal ID department has also had to kind of pick up the pace and extend their services, specifically around the infrastructure support we provide to our staff, when typically that was provided by our clients. So they have done a tremendous job stepping up and, you know, helping us kind of transform our model.
Tell us a little bit more about that IT transformation. 2020 saw a lot of companies having to propel technological advancements to reach clientele, to reach their employees. What did that look like for Signature Consultants?
Well, luckily, we had built the data warehouse prior to COVID, so we had access to our data real time. I think if you did not have that capability and were not able to look at your business in a real time manner and know where you are, I think you'd have been at a disadvantage, because the amount of information and the need for real time information was critical last year as we course corrected and made it throughout the year. I will also tell you around the points of communication that we've implemented other tools. So we've implemented a planning tool called Rhythm Systems, which helps us better communicate virtually around our annual and strategic planning and our quarterly planning and priorities, all the way to the edges from the executive offices down to the field. And so that tool has been instrumental in helping us better communicate and stay on task. Lastly, we were neophytes when it comes to really the tools that we were using to communicate virtually. We implemented Microsoft Teams as a place to collaborate and share information. And as an extension of that, we created virtual pits in all of our brick and mortar operations. Abby, we would usually be able to do a lot of training and development real time in the moment. And you lose that when you went virtual. We set up through Microsoft Teams a virtual pit where we could onboard new employees as we were teaching them how to recruit and how to sell. And they would have really open mics and a virtual pit along with their desktop. And we were able to train and develop and actually build part of your culture even virtually, which we thought was going to be incredibly hard to do, but it actually worked. IT, we couldn't have done this without their support. You know, I think all companies across the country, and that's why you've seen really the demand pick back up, is the infrastructure needs that companies have like this, I think were tremendous. And I also think a heavy portion of that is going to stay as we look out into the future in terms of the new normal.
Obviously, this season, we're talking a lot about transformation, and you just touched upon a bunch of different ways that your industry is transforming, but it's also been a personal transformation year. How have you personally transformed after 2020?
It's interesting because I think everybody was a little panicked coming into COVID last year. And I think through trial by fire and through the confidence that increased communication was able to give not only myself, but others, I think I'm calmer. I think I'm more at peace, to be honest. And I didn't think I could say that a year ago. And so I think that also emanates from, you know, your office as the president and CEO at Invest, but also from our leadership team out to the edges. And with the increased communication, I think that level of increased confidence really helped pick up morale and really helped lead in a time when you really need to step up and lead your people. I would also tell you that I'm a little healthier because having more time not to commute, I've had more time to focus on my health and be more active. And I think that's also a net benefit that we're seeing across the industry. we're self-insured as a privately held company, and claims are way, way down. It's amazing. So, I mean, hopefully that is a net benefit that, you know, many companies are seeing across the country.
You have been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.